Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Maybe a nap. Fake it till you make it. That's what I've been doing all morning. But it's okay, because the show must go on. And I got to pump you up. Sometimes you have some ups and downs. And man, when it rains, it pours. Physically, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Can AI just build me like a new body? I think like my 25-year-old self, 26-year-old self, I could... Yeah, I'd get in all sorts of trouble. You're right. Anyway, you hear about this this cruise where the woman on it or whatever was found dead, like
teenager,
under a bed. Yeah, and it's like, you know, things happen, and you wonder, you know, but I didn't see anything on it for a couple of days. But here's the weird one. Okay, you ready for this? Anna Kepner, okay, the deceased, younger stepbrother, a suspect in her killing, apparently, allegedly, had a creepy obsession with the Florida cheerleader and was once caught climbing on top of her while she slept. And this is according to the father of the 18-year-old girl. I'm sorry, the father of the 18-year-old girl's ex-boyfriend. Okay, did you catch all that? So Anna Kepner was dating a guy, and this guy told his dad, hey, the kid's a creeper. Kepner's 16-year-old stepbrother apparently was obsessed with her and relentlessly pursued her despite their newly blended family. Stephen Weston told this to Inside Edition, citing conversations that he had with his son. She was scared of him because he was always carrying around a big knife. Oh, that's not creepy at all. He's your new stepbrother. He's a couple of years younger, and he's carrying a big knife around.
Ooh, that's weird.
That is. This was an interview that I guess was conducted, aired anyway, yesterday. Weston said his son Joshua, who dated Kepner, once saw her stepbrother come into the room when she was sleeping and actually get on top of her. He's like infatuated, attracted to her like crazy. He always wanted to date her. I think if I was her boyfriend, I would have kind of nipped that in the bud.
Had a little talk, maybe. You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
just a little quiet conversation.
Uh-huh.
Weston said that his son tried to warn Kepner's parents, but told, you know, basically his son told him, hey, they don't want to believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, how uncomfortable of a situation, I get it. But
that's awkward, yeah.
You know, people... I guess it all depends on the circumstances, but when somebody tells you, you know, this kid's a creeper, and he's really weird about her, and they're supposed to be, you know, live together in the same house and all that. And it's a newly blended family. It's not like they grew up, you know, together per se.
You got to listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The FBI is questioning the high school senior's stepbrother after her body reportedly was found stuffed under her bed and covered with life vests inside her cabin on November 8th. And this was a cruise they were on. The teen had gone on a six-day cruise with her father, her stepmother, and her 14-year-old brother and 16-year-old stepbrother. The ship was returning to Port Miami when her body was found. And
that's so sad.
It is. It is. She was.
And how he thought he was going to get by with it. I mean, that's. But again, he's a kid. He doesn't know.
Well, I mean, if people don't come forward, you know, mm-hmm. and say anything like, hey,
oh, yeah.
I think the kid had, there were some issues there. Mm-hmm. And she was set to graduate in the spring from Temple Christian School in Titusville. She died on board the Carnival vessel at 11:17 a.m. They believe the funeral was held Thursday in Titusville. Her biological mother, Heather, told Inside Edition that she was barred from attending due to longstanding family tensions. Will do what she has to do to say goodbye. She even talked about going in disguise, which she said is difficult to do because she's 4'9".
Yeah.
She was divorced from her daughter's father 13 years ago. Wow. Hold a grudge much?
Yeah.
13 years and you're still not allowed to, like, a family event? Heather Kempner said she hadn't seen her daughter regularly in years since moving to Oklahoma, but was proud of Anna, who had dreams of joining the U.S. Navy and eventually becoming a K-9 police officer. She was a great kid,
wow.
blah, blah, blah. FBI leading the investigation since Anna died in international waters has remained tight-lipped on details. But, yeah, if that is the case, it turns out to be true. It's a step, her stepbrother. That is, that's really creepy. Really creepy. All right. Remember the soccer star? Megan Rapinoe?
Yep.
Yeah. She has claimed that people have questionable motives for wanting to keep men out of women's sports. You have questionable motives? Okay, here's my motive for wanting to keep men out of girls' sports. They're physically stronger. There's no reasonable reason why they should compete head-to-head. I certainly don't want them in any sort of a changing or locker room scenario at all. So other than that, those are your two main ones. I mean, what is she talking about? Some kind of questionable motive. Is that questionable? Physically, everyone agrees in the sports world, it doesn't make sense for a male to compete with a woman. So that's off the board. And the only other thing would be, yeah, if they're like changing in the same locker room, that would be problematic. I don't understand what she's trying to do. I guess if you don't go along with what she and other trans defenders, they want to call themselves, then they'll just start calling you names. You have questionable motives. I think the motives here are crystal clear and clean, and taking the common sense path.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I haven't heard this kind of excitement from the media since Gabby Petito went missing. This girl's family is apparently a train wreck. The reporting doesn't line up. I've heard that she was wrapped in blankets and covered in life vests under a bed on a boat.
Yep.
I don't know. I've been in a lot of hotels, and I don't think somebody would fit under a bed covered like that, so I'm not sure how a cruise ship would work, but I don't know, maybe the obvious, maybe an overdose. Anybody thought of that, hiding a body? Everybody's just out of their mind about this story.
Well, one of my questions was, they gave an exact time of her death. How could you do that if her body was hidden? I mean, you get it within an hour. You get it within a half hour. With science, maybe you get it within 15 minutes. But they gave an exact time of her death.
Okay.
And I thought that was rather odd. Here it is. died on board the Carnival vessel at 11:17 a.m. November 7th.
That's specific.
According to the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner. Hmm. I mean, maybe he is right on, but wow. The exact minute?
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, you could have a window, but...
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's more weirdness about this case. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Sad nonetheless. Very, very tragic. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about that. Some good upbeat thoughts. Yep. More headlines, information, and goings-on this weekend. We'll talk about all of that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Catch you a little tune you've been playing there, Greg. I like it.
You like that? Yeah, this is called Technology is what this is called.
I thought it was going to break into the Macarena.
Yeah.
So I was all pumped up for that and had to come running back, which, you know, with my
on one
my
leg.
Shredded meniscus, that running is not, probably shouldn't be doing that. But I did it. I do it for the people because the show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are we at here?
Had a little speculation coming our way from regarding the death of the girl on the cruise ship.
Now,
were you talking about, did they actually call that time of death? Is that what they were actually referring to that as? I mean, just want to clarify.
I'll just give you this sentence, and this is via NewYorkPost.com. Okay. Kepner, the woman, teenager, who was set to graduate from Temple Christian University, died on board the Carnival vessel at 11:17 a.m. Okay. November 7th, according to the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner.
Okay, we were trying to clarify, you know, time of death and pronounced dead. So that clarifies that. Another person speculating, what about an Apple Watch and heart rate?
Well,
you know?
Oh, I
see what I'm saying?
Okay, flatlined.
Yes.
At exactly 11:17.
That's a possibility.
It sure is, and that might not be something that they want to share as part of the investigation quite yet.
Right.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
We got some smart people around
here.
Well,
that one was a former detective, shall we say.
Really?
Uh-huh. He says, I'm not one anymore, but just guessing.
Apparently not former. Once a detective, always a detective.
That's some good detecting.
Kind of like being a Marine, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. State Department to account for sex changes on minors in human rights reports. What's going on here? President Donald Trump's U.S. Department of State is adding new reporting parameters to the annual country reports of human rights practices to include, quote, chemical and surgical mutilation of children that attempt to modify sex, according to a department official. The agency will also include purported hate speech laws that infringes on freedom of speech, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion policies that discriminate against workers on the basis of race. In recent years, new destructive ideologies have given safe harbor to human rights violations. That, according to State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Tommy Pigott, who said the Trump administration will not allow these human rights violations, such as the mutilation of children, laws that infringe on free speech, and racially discriminatory employment practices, to go unchecked. We're saying enough is enough. Well, I mean, good luck with that. We know that the whole DEI thing has been disbanded or dismantled, theoretically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a wink and a nod, and it still is going on quite a bit anyway. Of course, if it's, you know, if it surfaces and somebody, you know, you get a whistleblower, you get a report, you can change that. And hopefully people are willing to do that. You know, if the powers that be are engaging in DEI, they should be stopped. You got to call them out for it and be dealt with, you know, from there effectively. Hey, the jobs report was good. I don't know. We talked about that a little bit yesterday and today. It was supposed to be 50,000 jobs. Turned out to be 119,000. And they're talking about GDP next year might even hit into the fours. Which that is pretty impressive, and I think I remember Trump giving some kind of speech, is like you know, vote for me or whatever. When I win the election, mm-hmm. I'll get the GDP to four, maybe even higher.
Right.
And looks like you know he may be delivering on that.
There you go.
I kind of like that. Mark Woodstuff came in earlier. If you didn't catch the interview with him, and it's a good one because he represents Buy a Tree, Change a Life. And they've got a good thing going on there.
Yeah.
And over 6 years, they've raised over $500,000. And so if you want to check that out, you can just search for The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. The reason I bring that up is because they're the ones that will be selling your Christmas trees in Newberry and also in Trenton. And it's all for all the 100% of the proceeds goes to some great organizations, half of them around the world, half of them here locally. But I just wanted to give you a heads up because once they open up on Monday, the trees tend to go very, very quickly. So I'm just giving you a heads up, especially if you live in that area. And a lot of people are getting used to donating. Like I said, it's been 6 years. So you've got that. Tell you what, I'm always honest. I'm an open book. I really have been. I've been hurting today.
Yes, yeah.
Greg
mm-hmm.
knows and
mm-hmm.
trying to cover for me. But it is one where you don't want to get too personal on it. Let's just say
that's the radio. Right.
Let's just say I have a really, really bad stomach ache and. Mm-hmm. I've taken several measures to try to alleviate it with some success, but still limit. Like, I'm in pain right now, and yep. this began 2 days ago, in like around 2 o'clock. If you ever drink that stuff, what's it called? Magnesium?
I don't think...
Citrate or whatever?
I'm trying to think if at one point I did... I remember, but see, the first time I ever had to take anything like that was old school, going way back when you had to do the whole castor oil
for like a
for medical procedures kind of thing. Yeah, that was awful. That was, I mean,
that must have been a long time ago.
Yeah,
because I got one early
in my
20s,
maybe.
Yeah, I got my colonoscopy earlier than most because I had actually diverticulosis, which is kind of a constant thing, but the itis part is like an attack, acute attack, and I had that. And as a result of that, they wanted me to do a stress test for my heart, a colonoscopy, and all that. So I did all that follow-up, but heck, that was like 15 years ago, and I've had some since. But I don't remember anything before that.
Right.
Now, some are saying that's not even the good stuff to use.
Right. But that was old school back then, the castor oil thing. And they'd have you mix it with like orange juice to make it palatable for taste. It didn't change the consistency. So you're trying to swallow oil.
30 weight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for years, if I thought about it, I would gag. Just even thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you're sort of making me gag
a little bit.
I'm already in a tender situation here.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop. Just think about the orange juice part.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So anyway.
Yeah. And we're dealing with some technical issues still. If you're wondering why you heard 3 minutes of a song a while ago, it's because technology.
I knew what your favorite. If it was Barry Manilow playing
I just kept playing.
Greg's just goofing around now.
No, I have zero control over here is the problem.
Yeah.
Everything's all
off. It's the T word, technology.
Technology, yeah.
If AI runs anything like our experience has been with technology,
we're in trouble.
God help us. Maybe that actually will be our godsend. Will be the fact that it isn't going to be all that, so that we can shut it off if we need to.
It won't let us.
It reboots automatically. It unplugs itself and plugs itself back in.
I'm seeing things happen. Maybe that's good. I still have warnings at the top of my screen, though. So,
spinning wheels?
Well, no, just new stuff. It's popped up, and who knows?
It's fun.
I don't know.
Maybe corporate didn't realize we have a live show until 10 a.m.
Technology doesn't care when it decides to do
its thing. Oh, so this wasn't a planned thing.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that maybe some things that were supposed to happen just got all jammed up and happened at the same time.
And didn't happen in the way they thought they might.
Yeah.
Hence the reason why you do it another time.
Okay.
But did I say that out loud? Are they monitoring us?
Oh, they're, Bob.
Always.
They're always monitoring. So I'm actually going to ask.
They're not always monitoring us, or I would have been fired.
Here's my question. Can I push the button? ? So we'll see.
Oh, you really are sending it live. You're doing that live on the air.
This is, hey, you always like that transparency and all that live radio kind of thing.
I do.
And this is live radio.
Uh-huh.
And we are dealing with, they say, try to go. Yes.
So okay. That worked.
So far, so
Joe
good.
Walsh is working.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens from here on out.
I'll find out at the same time.
Stay tuned. It is 9:28. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here coming up in 15 minutes. Things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yowza! Friday weekend! Indeed. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Lots of things going on. Light up Ocala. That's huge. That is tomorrow. Kicks off at 3 o'clock, goes till 8 o'clock. There's going to be over 100 vendors there. Live entertainment. Interactive kids zone. Plenty of family-friendly activities. It does get busy. I would suggest using the shuttle service. And there's a Marion Technical Institute. You go from there. The E.D. Krosky Recreation Center on 4th. You could use the Ocala Skate Park or Discovery Center on Sanchez. And that would probably in and out, probably a little bit easier, I would think. And but enjoy yourself. That's always big, big event. And then the Gators are playing Saturday night in the Swamp, taking on Tennessee. And something special for you before that game takes place is Coach Steve Spurrier is teaming up with Tackle Prostate Cancer, second annual tailgate and testing event. So you can get screened for this. It's a PSA test. It's not a big deal. It's not invasive at all. And they'll give you a number. And that's a number that you need to know where your PSA stands. And it could correlate with, you know, what kind of condition your prostate is in. And you know, the coach said the prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men, and that early detection changes survival rates big time. So don't put it off. It's easy. And the coach will be there. I believe he'll be there. Yeah, he'll be there. And so get that done. All right. Also, I never want you to miss a minute of the show. You can search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So, you know, there's been elections were taking place other than the big ones we were focused on, like in Virginia and New Jersey and New York. Mayor for Seattle was elected. And I remember seeing a headline about it. I didn't get a chance, but now I get to dig in a little bit. Seattle Mayor-elect Katie Wilson said that now she's been elected mayor and is earning more money as a result. She no longer needs to ask her parents for help to pay the bills. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody. If my kids were in dire need, I would do whatever I could to help them. But this is not a child. Katie Wilson, who ran for mayor and won, is 43 years old. 43 years old. And it gets better. She recently told CNN she thought embracing the help that she got from her parents made her more relatable to Seattle voters. At 43? Yeah, maybe. Anyway, she was pleased to announce that her higher salary as mayor will mean she no longer needs financial support from her parents. Wow, that's really good. What happens if you don't win the next election? You might have to go out there and get a job. But here's my takeaway. Talking about, you know, look, It's expensive to live in Seattle. I know. I've been there. I've had friends. I still have friends that live there. And she said that the cost of childcare was about $2,200 a month for her. For her. And her reportedly unemployed husband.
Okay.
Now, again, it happens. Mm-hmm. You lose your job. That doesn't make you a bad person or subhuman. But if you did lose your job, and you were paying $2,200 a month in childcare.
Right.
Do you think now you would, at least until you find another job, that you would take care of the kid?
That'd be a great idea.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Oh, there you go, being logical again.
Yeah. Tell us what the cost of childcare is while your husband is there unemployed.
Yeah.
And and she, Wilson did not share precisely how much her parents contributed during the campaign, pointing out that she does not keep track. Wait, you want to be mayor of a major city?
Oh, my goodness.
Mayor of a major city, but you don't keep track of your personal finances and where money is coming in from.
Right.
That doesn't give me a lot of confidence. And you can't handle your own finances to begin with.
And
you need
want to
help
be a
from
mayor.
Your parents at the age of 43, but you're going to run a city, literally run a city.
Oh, maybe into the ground.
Well, it's possible.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's Seattle. What do you expect? All right.
Yeah.
Can we go to Rosebud?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Rosebud, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just want to talk about a couple happy things. You know, you were talking about earlier, spanking makes you feel better. It used to make my mom feel better. She used to, when I was a crumb crusher, I could twist her last nerve of sanity so tight that she would grab me up and throw me over her knee and play the Star Spangled Banner on my behind, and then she felt better. She, now I feel better. Now get to work, boy. She used to do crazy stuff. But anyway, a lot of good stuff happening, and I'm going to go down there on Saturday when I get back. I hope that there's probably no trees left because they sell out quick. Make a donation, folks, to the church if you don't need a tree. And or go to your church and make a donation. Churches are the ones that help people in the community. Without they helping food banks. I see it all over. Food banks are opening. They're all churches doing this stuff.
Hey, Rose, but I just want to correct one thing. Mark was in here, and he said Monday. Monday they'll be open for business.
Right. But next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
I usually stay over at my sister's house from Thanksgiving week. And I came back. Last year I came back on a Friday afternoon. I said, well, tomorrow morning I'm going to run down there and make a donation. I just put money in an envelope and put Rosebud and put Mark Woodruff on it. And the girls know I don't need a treat. I just wanted to help in the donations. And I went in there and I'm looking around. There's not a tree left in there. Like all these trees, hundreds of trees, gone. And the girl said, oh, we already sold out of our trees. I said, well, this is just for, give it to Mark. He knows what's going on. And she looked, she seen my name, and I said, okay. I said, just have a nice Christmas, and God bless America and everything. And she said, okay, we'll get it done. But, I mean, all the churches are doing good things. They need that. We need support. Need to get in the game like these churches. They get in the game. They're helping people everywhere. I love it. And, you know, I'm proud to be from Trenton. Even though Trenton's changing, there's a big fight going on right now. To have or not to have our city police. I mean, I've seen it happen so many times, but that's life. Trenton's growing. It's you can't even get through the red light anymore. But a lot of good stuff. And one last thing I want to just say. In the old days, I used to go on cruises. My wife and I from 1980 to 1993, and we used to leave out of Fort Lauderdale. And the cheapest cruise over to the Bahamas was from the 26th, 27th, and 28th, the day after Christmas, and it was cheaper over there. But we were like the youngest by 30, 40 years on the cruise ships, and don't get in the way when the captain comes up. We are now in international waters. The gambling casinos are now open. Nah. Don't get in the aisleways. Them old geezers will run you over and to get into the gambling casinos. Boys, have a nice weekend, and I'm praying for you, Bob, to get healthy again. Even though but prayer has helped me. I'm having a hard time myself, but God bless America, you guys.
God bless you, awesome. Rosebud. Thank you. Always encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
You always come to the table with something, and we appreciate you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got coming up? Things that make you smile? We're looking for some upbeat, positive thoughts. You can do it. Call in now. It's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call now, 877-975-9825. We're looking for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. Call in now on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Pump it up and be very, very, have a sense of gratitude about things. And even if you're in pain or going through a tough time, this too shall pass.
Yes.
Right? It is 9:53 right now. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. And we might have time for a call. 877-975-9825. Greg,
I'm glad the weekend is here. I've not been yet informed of my weekend plans, but I'm sure that I will be at some point. Today, you know, well, a couple of weeks ago, you know, Blake's car got totaled in front of our house, so we're kind of doing some car shopping, and so that's kind of been fun.
So that wrecking the car didn't make Greg smile,
no.
But the fact that he gets to shop for
yes.
a car makes him giddy.
Yes, and since it's not, you know, I mean, usually it's for me or Jen, but in this case, I'm helping him look for something and been looking online, all that kind of stuff. So I think we're going to do some running around today and see what we can find. And I don't know. We'll see. It's sometimes that's difficult, but it's also fun at the same time.
Well, it makes me smile that your wife is such a good sport. I don't know if Greg knows it or not, but I think his wife might have bought another Jeep because she joined the Jeepers group. I saw that online. I'm like, wow. So she didn't actually purchase a Jeep. She's going to share it with you.
No, but she goes to all the Jeep meetings.
She does.
And they love
it.
Oh, if I show up by myself, they're like, you got to wait till she...
It's just Greg.
Like last when they were going to leave me in the parking lot until she showed up.
I try not to do... Do you notice that I don't do that to you? I mean, I try to cover it pretty well.
Well, because you know
like
that everywhere else I go, it's where's Jen? Yeah, that's all right. I don't care.
Hey, Michael, what's making you smile?
Well, I'd like to help you out there, Bob. I hurt my knee one time on a dirt bike accident, and it's time for you to take the polar plunge in your new pool and do some laps, because that was the only thing. After 2 weeks of swimming, my knee was fine.
Well, thank you. That is good advice, and I will do that. And my pool is getting cold enough to where it would actually have a therapeutic effect. Might stop my heart, which leads to other problems, but...
Your knee won't hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
What an optimism.
Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. President, Vice President J.D. Vance, while speaking during a policy discussion in D.C. the other day, he was talking about how the Trump administration from the very start was under pressure to turn the economy around. He said, take, for example, a dozen eggs. He goes, I think it was this guy from ABC, some reporter, yells at the president and says, hey, what have you done about the price of eggs? The price of eggs are up 300% over the last 3 years. And Vance says, he goes, I just realized literally it was like January the 23rd. This was like our first press conference. And I'm supposed to fix the problem, or he's supposed to fix it that immediately. Yeah, well, ABC, go figure. But the price of eggs is not tied to an egg timer. It may take a little longer. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.